Colors, written by Phantom Days, River Days. Read by Apple Sapling. A Danny Phantom Gen fanfiction, tagged for speculative fiction, and Danny from the perspective of the student body at Casper High. Summary. It's a good thing people were so bound by their beliefs. It looks like a duck, sounds like a duck, etc. Otherwise his eyes, as bright as Fenton as they were as Phantom, would have given him away a long time ago. Girls were attracted to Danny Fenton. As much as they wished it weren't true, they were. It was his eyes, his beautiful, limitless, rich blue eyes, that combined with his inky raven black hair and milky complexion. It was embarrassing to them, really, how much they liked to look at Fenton. It wasn't even that they had a crush on him, or were in love, or even that he was over exceedingly handsome or anything like that. They just liked to look at him, like a work of art so well crafted that you couldn't stop staring at it. Perhaps like the Mona Lisa, not a gorgeous woman, but yet something about her is just captivating. Yes, that's it. Danny Fenton was like the Mona Lisa. If the Mona Lisa had boy parts. So what if they liked to imagine running their hands through that silky soft hair? Would it feel like water running over their fingers? Or would their hands fall into an endless black oblivion? They found themselves nonsensically wondering. His hair was mentally compared to a night with no moon, the spilled ink of a fountain pen, a raven's feathers, yet none seemed just right. Only in the color palette of total solar eclipse could any of them even come somewhere close to finding something so endless. The only real competition was in his eyes. Oh, his unbelievably captivating eyes. It is a fact of nature that girls are attracted to blue eyes. And boy, did Danny have them. In fact, it would be safe to say no girl in Casper High had ever seen such a vibrant pair of baby blue eyes. Imagine the bluest thing you have ever seen. Maybe the sky on a sunny day, or the ocean on a postcard. Perhaps light blue chalk, or newly opened grade A baby nursery blue paint. Whatever it is, imagine it. Double it. And now you just might possibly have something somewhere close to the shade of Danny Fenton's eyes. It was often whispered that if the children and faculty of Casper hadn't known Danny way before they ever even believed ghosts could exist, they might have thought he was one, or at least was being overshadowed by one, simply because of the nearly corporeal brightness of those eyes. In fact, visitors to the school that hadn't known Danny nearly as long, but knew the nature of Amity Park well enough, had been known to subtly watch Daniel Fenton in the crowded halls until he bumped into something or interacted normally with someone and proved he was a substantial being and not just insubstantial ectoplasmic consciousness. On second thought, forget the girls of Casper High having never seen a pair of eyes such a bright color. Most people had never even seen a shade of blue so vibrant, perhaps even a shade of any color as vibrant as the baby blue of Danny Fenton's eyes, except, maybe, in the odd purple eyes of that Manson girl. That is, until the ghosts came. Suddenly, the colors were everywhere. The people were completely overwhelmed by the sheer brightness of the world they suddenly found themselves in. Red, purple, yellow, pink, green. In all shades they had never even dared to imagine. It was why nobody outside of Amity Park really believed in the ghosts. The photos were too bright to possibly be real. They were obviously none too good fakes. Little did they know that if you showed a single one of those photos to a citizen of Amity, they would claim it didn't even come close to doing the original justice. With the coming of Penelope Spectra, Sam Manson was once again able to fade into the background with her odd purple eyes. Even Danny's pitch black hair became commonplace enough with ghosts like Spectra and the Fright Knight wandering around. However, despite all this, Danny's eyes were secretly still a center of attention. Not even the box ghost's otherworldly blue could compete with the vibrancy of Fenton's eyes, nor could any color they had seen on any ghost, and the first person to say otherwise was none other than the person who had had her wishful, why couldn't he just be a bit more sporty and muscular, eyes on Wimpy Danny Fenton the most, Casper High's resident Queen Bee, Paulina Sanchez. It started shortly after the mass ghost invasion, in which everyone had just started to learn of the elusive ghost known only as Invisible. He was declared public enemy number one, but that didn't stop Paulina from telling everyone how she had exchanged a few words with him in the basement of Town Hall. It didn't stop her from scoffing every time someone claimed he was an evil ghost. And most of all, it didn't stop her from gushing to all her girlfriends about his radioactive green eyes and snow-white hair. Though it wasn't until after briefly dating Fenton and making it safe to ogle the newly popular kid, and then promptly taking away this right with their breakup, that Paulina was able to snap the first ever publicly available picture of the ghost boy, as the one the mayor used to show him to the town has mysteriously vanished. And the girls of Casper High were finally able to stop looking at Danny Fenton. Instead, they looked to the sky, and it wasn't long until everyone had at least caught a glimpse at those literary, otherworldly features. His hair. There were constant arguments as to what could ever be compared to it. Freshly fallen snow? Not unless each fallen flake had been polished by a diamond cleaner. Then maybe fluffy blanketing clouds? You would have to pluck them out of the sky and wash them with bleach. Even so, it's possible this alone wouldn't have taken eyes of Fenton if it weren't for the addition of the ghost's unreal gaze. Imagine the most artificially bright green you've ever seen. Fake grass on an indoor potter's course? A puddle of toxic sludge in that new sci-fi horror movie? No, none of that would do. Nothing man-made could ever compete with them, but neither could anything anyone had ever seen in nature. Even the few people who had seen the ghost zone itself were able to say, with absolute confidence, to the baited crowds listening, that it didn't hold a candle to Phantom's radioactive bits of light, nor could the green of any other ghost they had ever seen. Girls sighed in relief as they were finally able to let go of Fenton in favor of the much more socially permissible Phantom. Sure, the ghost was dead and a criminal, but at least ogling him wasn't total social suicide. So, even though Fenton and Phantom's eyes were rated about the same perfect 10 in vibrancy, gradually, and perhaps a bit ironically, Danny Fenton was able to safely melt into the background as Danny Phantom was blinded by the limelight. Maybe the brightness of a not yet ripe lime multiplied 100-fold could get you somewhere within shooting distance of the right color. Yet, people never really completely forgot Daniel Fenton. And that was why, when the disaster raid came, which, by the way, was the closest anyone ever came to seeing anything near the right shade and vibrancy of Phantom's eyes, and went, and Danny Fenton / Phantom's secret was revealed to the long-ignorant citizens of Amity Park. The residents of Casper High were less surprised than they would have thought they would have been if someone had asked them how they would react to such a revelation. It was all in his eyes. Fenton or Phantom, it didn't really matter. Their liveliness betrayed him. Fellow pupils of Fenton and Phantom were suddenly proud rather than embarrassed to say that when looking into the eyes of one, they were often reminded of the other. No longer were they ashamed to admit some preferred the more natural blue to the almost artificial-looking green, and rather suddenly, Danny was uncomfortably aware of every single pair of eyes that followed him in the halls, as they were no longer trying desperately to hide themselves in shame, and, despite their previously blinding ignorance, the students and faculty of Casper High were proud to say that they had always known that that Fenton kid was something special, something different, something worth looking at. It was actually rather clever wordplay for a student body that, and this is with all their brain power combined, had no more than enough sense to figure out how a medieval monarchy worked, and then implement it in their hallways. And just ask Paulina, doing so is a lot easier than it sounds. Honestly though, what were they supposed to say? That they weren't overwhelmingly surprised Fenton was Phantom, because the pretty colors gave it away? People thought the citizens of Amity were crazy enough as it was. Saying something like that would simply add fuel to the flames. It's not like it was a lie anyways. Danny Fenton really was the most extraordinary person any of them had ever stared at.